is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
The fucking do. Why are you laughing? I was just singing really tunefully, doing do 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 do.
Yeah.
You fucking can't. I've got some down. I'm trying to multitask. I'm doing a really bad job. Ever since I started this fucking the better sound experience on Noisebox Radio, I've been spending shitloads of money on Bandcamp stuff, which is good because, like, it's more
for your Minecamp stuff.
It's good though because, the money goes pretty much straight to the artist, whereas Spotify and all that sort of stuff, as we know, great promotional tool, but it pays dick. Actually, if it paid dick, yeah. I might. Shut up there. Dear listener, you might be hearing this or you might not. Me and Kat haven't decided if this is actually going to be a podcast or not yet, but I'm just saying this just in case this does happen to be strangetimeshow.com with me, David, Davian, whatever the fuck you want to call me, and Kat. Dom's not here at the moment. He's on an interplanetary holiday in his toilet. They'll do, innit? I still haven't
interplanetary because that's where Uranus is.
Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary ass. There you go. Fucking still got it. Jesus. Anyway. Well, more of that later. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good. I'm not.
Oh, great.
Fucking hell.
Well, bad luck, I lied.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Fuck yeah. It's just constant battle with this house shit.
Oh, man. Really? Jesus.
There's a... our second frame inspection's on Monday, so they're going to come back and check... Well, our inspector's going to come back and check everything, make sure that things they pointed out have actually been fixed.
Right.
They've done a report, which I've already submitted to the inspector, so... And then on the week after, there's one for the pre-plaster, so we're checking all the wiring, plumbing, making sure that's all done properly.
Oh,
and,
what a joy.
Yeah. And then I'll give the bank some more money, take some money out of the bank and give it to the builder. So that'd be a treat. Pardon me, I had a jingle. Anyway.
All right. Is the builder asking for cash or are you doing a bank transfer or is he
they're all bank transfers.
Oh, right.
I'm not dealing with any rinky-dinky little fucking... Nah, we picked the... Because after COVID, there are a lot of builders that went bankrupt in Australia.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're just teetering on the edge beforehand, but, yeah, that sort of messed things up. And so we've made sure we picked one that was... a couple of billion dollars behind them, so...
Oh, well, I'm going to have to
That shouldn't collapse.
I'm going to have to fucking bleep then. In case we decide to call them a bunch of cunts or something, or thieving gypo bastards. Oh, I'm going to have to censor that as well, because you can't say bastards. Oh, dear.
Gypos don't mind, though.
What's the worst thing they're going to do? Oh, probably shove some lucky heather up my wrong un. Life, eh?
I'm finding people listen.
Yeah, I still haven't done anything with the audio that we recorded with Stewballs a couple of weeks back. It's just fucking, I don't know what's going on at the moment with the universe, but just like life and shit keeps on getting in the way of all like fun stuff. It's like, Christ, yeah. Is this it? Is this what sort of like middle-aged life is now? I don't know. Because Tom, he's got his last week of GCSE exams. It's coming week. I think he's got two more, and then he's like left school, as it were. You know, it's college and shit in September. But yeah, Jet's finished her course now. But it's been quite a challenge because great timing, Tommy decided to get himself a girlfriend, a female companion, right when he's doing the GCSE. So of course we thought, oh no, because if it goes like south halfway through the exams, he's going to be upset and stuff. But it all seems to be going well. She seems really cool, actually, and Tom's quite chill. Well, as you know from chatting to him, and him calling me a useless dick. should be fine. But
very fact based.
God, the fucking worries of being a parent, eh?
Yeah. And my son's the youngest one. He's at Melbourne Uni, and
all right.
Yeah, so he's doing, things are going well. And then he had a bunch of good friends, and then one of them turned out to be is his girlfriend. And then it wasn't long after that that he said, yeah, you know what, this is too much stress. I've got too much shit to do at uni. this thing's just fucking take a back seat for a bit. So,
all right. Oh, okay.
I'll catch up with you later.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so what else has been going on? It's mainly been house stuff here. That's all just double checking things and make sure I don't miss emails and reply to them straight away and just coordinate stuff between the inspection team and the building team and what else? It's boring shite, really. None of it's fucking interesting unless you're really into house stuff. And if you're really into house stuff, what the fuck are you doing listening to this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. What are you? You lot listening to this. What the fuck are you doing listening to this, you stupid bastards? Yeah.
So I'm going to have to replace all the fence around the fucking house. So, because that's all old and shite. So I've just got ChatGPT to do me up a letter saying that I'm going to change the fence and put it in letterboxes around the fucking house so that they know that, yeah. Oh, I've only had 2 replies, so I'm going to chase the other ones up and say, look, I'll opt to this rephrase letter, I think. So if I don't opt out, then it's already opted in. Yeah. Yeah, what's happening in good old England? I'm sure everything's going swimmingly.
Well, I've been doing quite well ignoring the news as much as I can.
Good job.
Yeah. Pick up the odd tidbit. I never could work out which is the right way of saying it.
It's a bit of the tids.
Something like that. So I'm not very up on what's happening in this particular country, in the United of Kingdoms. We haven't been blown up yet. America's looking like fun at the moment. Really, really sort of, really fucking, God, sort of like rewind.
Who saw this coming though? What a surprise.
Yeah. You are free to do as we tell you. Yeah, Jesus. I mean, fucking, everything's just crazy at the moment. We're going to hell in a handcart. Isn't that right? Oh, excuse me. Oh, did you hear that sound effect, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, fucking worked.
Not even just your flatulence.
What? That?
Yeah.
No, that's what happens when my penis flies out of my pants. And that's pants, not trousers, America.
Out of your pant.
Or what normally happens is, and then they run away, phoning the police. Jesus. Oh, dear. Yeah, it's been a few weeks of the fucking ongoing existential crisis with me, really. I don't know what's going on with my brain at the moment. I just can't relax, can't sleep. What I'd like to do, but unfortunately bills and kids needing money and stuff like won't really allow it, but I'd just like to quit work, right, and just give myself a month or two off, just, you know, chilling them little things out, and then just getting a fucking job stacking shelves or something just to help pay the bills.
I think
it might be what they call sort of like middle-aged burnout or something, because there's just no sort of a joie de vivre. It's like, oh, I got work today. I can't remember anything. I'm working slowly, brain fog, fucking aching, can't move. My back's fucked. It's like, Jesus Christ. And I've got another sort of like, well, anything between 5 and 30 years of this shit. So, fuck it out. My dad's doing better than me. I mean, look, he's pushing 80. He's got himself a nice new female companion now to keep him company. He's doing his flying lessons.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I was, really? The old me.
Was she just waiting in the wings, was she?
No. My dad just sort of like, they've decided to dabble with a little bit of the find a friend via the old interwebs, the old companionship thing. And he's happy.
20-year-old Russian.
20. Well, that's what I was worried about at first. He said, I'm sure you wouldn't mind me saying this because I'm not really going to go into any gory details, not that I know any. But he said, I'm going to have a look around on like dating sites and stuff to like get some company. And it's like, well, it's your life, Dad, do what you want now. I said, pretty much the same sort of thing you said. I said, don't sort of like try not to get hooked up with someone too young who's just after your money. Because I fucking want that. Me and my sister want that, all right? Not some little, I was going to say bimbo. Can we say bimbo? Possibly not. Bimbo could be a male thing. I don't know. I just don't know anymore, mate. I just really don't know anymore. There's only a few constants I've got, really. I mean, this fucking podcast being one of them, and my radio stuff.
Oh, that's good. At least good you found someone.
Yeah.
Hopefully that works out.
It's fair enough because some people might think, goodness, like wife didn't die that amazingly long ago. And it's like, you're saying that from the perspective of a 20-something or a 30-something. Like, my dad's well aware that he's, like, almost 80 and, you don't live forever. So why not, make your remaining years, however long that may be, as comfortable as you can. I think the older you get, the more selfish you got to get. So, like, right, okay, I'm going to be thinking about me more now. Yeah. Christ, this is sensible.
It is a bit.
I'm so sorry.
Fucking right in the pussy.
Yeah, well, maybe that.
He might. You might have to get a splint or something like that, or a bucket load of blue pills.
A bucket load of blue pills. Oh, blimey.
Well, the end of it's flown off. What was I going to say? It's good that he's found someone. And people that might think, she hasn't been gone very long. But I'm sure that when you're living with a partner or someone and they get sick, then you see that it depends on what's happened to them. They might have, it sort of separates earlier. The person that I married isn't there. Depending on what their condition is.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a thing because, my late mother, bless her and stuff, she was pretty ill for quite some considerable time, and it was increasingly more, I'm certain my dad won't mind me saying this, but he was increasingly sort of like being more of a carer, and I'm just trying to like put myself in the position of, like, you're of an age where you're more of a carer than you are of a partner of the person that you've loved and been with for like decades and decades and decades and decades. It must be, I just can't even think what that would be like. So, when you do suddenly find yourself on your own, as it were, it's like, right, okay, a little bit of grieving, and then just try and find a little bit of a joie de vivre where you can in your remaining years. This is a comedy podcast, by the way, everyone. obviously not going to dig too deep into it, but Dom's had a bereavement not too long ago, listeners, so fucking stranger thing life. I think just before I go totally senile and like you and Dom have said, right, fuck off, Davian, we're not doing a podcast anymore, I'm going to sit down and listen to the whole of the podcast from episode 2, which was the first one.
You stupid bastard.
No, but we've been doing this for so long. So like since what, 2012, it's like over 10 years of our life recorded via the medium of drunken and stoned internet chats.
Yeah. What a fucking mess.
Yeah, a complete fucking mess. I could record the audio into like AI and say, right, write a book on that, you cunt. Actually, that could be quite funny. Yeah. Yeah.
I just get to make more episodes for us.
I'm sure someone's done a AI generated podcast now.
Yeah, we put our voices into what's that? AI voice replicator.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's quite a few systems like that. I think Lyra Bird's one of them, where you say certain words, like a list of words and sentences and stuff, and then it can synthesize your voice, so you can then do just text to speech.
Yeah.
There's
one that it's just 5 minutes of audio, which I think we may have, of one voice, and it'll replicate it. So
yeah.
Which is great for the Australian government, because they spent a ton of money, I think it must have been about 10 years ago, on this system where when you rang up to talk to something about, I don't know, Medicare benefits or whatever bullshit, you'd have to repeat the phrase, in Australia, my voice identifies me. Well, does it now? Just so you could log in.
Oh, right.
It would check that your voice fucking matched your profile. And, oh, well, now there's AI, so we'll just throw that out the window now, will we? Yes, yeah. You can throw that out now. Yeah, the identity theft will be rampant.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Oh, Christ, yeah, that's going to be like the next big thing, isn't it? Yeah. I'm assuming, sort of sudden clunky gear change and change of subject, totally, but I assume you've seen the footage of, we're talking about America now, ladies and gentlemen, that journalist being hit by a rubber bullet, and you blatantly saw that policeman look
turn and shoot it.
He deliberately looked, aimed, and shot, and apparently they said, well, we didn't know they were journalists. Well, yeah, your normal fucking bystander walks around holding a microphone, talking to a big fucking camera being pointed at them. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I thought it was just a woman with her back to me.
Yeah.
So I shot her.
Yeah, so I shot her. Oh, right, the menacing woman with her back to you are going to be under threat. Fucking hell. Yeah. Sorry, go on, mate.
No, I was just going to say the fake newspaper here called the Batuta Advocate, it has it's like The Onion. It just has fake headlines stuff like that. So, and it had, the headline was... Well, the picture was her getting shot by the rubber bullet, and then like IDF recruits LA police officer.
Sorry, say that again.
The IDF recruits LA police officer.
Fucking oh, yeah. Dear.
Yeah, you need some more training, though. You missed a head by a fair bit. So,
What was the band? What was that band that did a song called Rubber Bullets? Hang on. 10cc.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it actually called Rubber Bullets? I remember vaguely. Yeah. Okay. Something like after your rubber bullets.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On audio, no.
Oh, what? You can't hear the music?
Nah.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. I was playing the music for Rubber Bullets by 10cc. Yeah, okay, not to worry.
Yeah, well, I think it's a blessing, actually.
I quite like 10cc. I watched this a documentary on how they made that song. I'm Not In Love. And there's like just multi-tracks and multi-tracks of them going, and all that sort of stuff, loads of reverbs and tape loops. Fucking fascinating. If you're a sad, if you're a sad audio geek like me. How's Jenny? She all right?
Yeah, she's all right. Cool. Yeah, she's overloaded with work as usual and stressed out from it.
Jesus,
she keeps killing it.
Yeah, she always seems to end up in a job that she can do really, really well because she's excellent, but it's really, really stressful.
Yeah, and then because he's really good at it, here's a shit ton of other things to do as well. We'd really like your help on this or some input on that. You can look at this thing here and then, fucking hell, am I doing two jobs now?
Yeah, be a team player.
You're doing three, actually, or three and a half. Probably, so, I've just been it's interesting. One of her friends who worked for a company she used to work for a while ago, they've been offered a position in the US. They live in New York, and they've been offered a job somewhere else for huge amount of money. And she's like, I feel bad about leaving. It's all the same stuff that my wife says about work. It's about how much her workload, and this thing's much better. And then my wife's telling her the stuff that I tell my wife about. They'll throw you out if they don't think you're doing a good job. They'll just get rid of you. So you have to look after you.
Yeah.
Which is, So at least all the information's in her head, but I don't know. She just needs to step back because they're just working into the ground.
Oh, bastards. So,
someone's going to pay for this house.
Yeah, right.
Look at me, bloody me.
Yeah. How's your work going these days?
It's just work, fucking really.
But do you
cleaning
get
my, work?
Oh, sorry. No,
cleaning, maintenance, garden, landscaping. I've got an ongoing project with a house in this spendy little suburb in northern Melbourne called Eaglemont. So I'm there landscaping the entire garden of this place. Well, I've been putting in garden beds and pulled out all the old sprinkler system, and I'm putting in weed mat and just doing some stonework.
So,
I
mean, unless you're dealing with like wanky customers, apart from the sort of like physical aspect of it, it sounds like it's like, you know, it could be quite sort of nice and relaxing and sort of stuff, because you're not sort of, pushing pens and doing reports and stuff. You're sort of using your
hands,
being a little bit creative and, you know.
Yeah, all the cleaning and maintenance stuff is just boring as dirt. The landscaping things cool because, the client said, I want garden beds here. I said, your backyard slopes from left to right, so we're going to have to stagger the garden beds so that they sort of, you want them interlocked. So I've got to measure the heights from the finishing point to the starting point, find out how to break it down so that it's all going to be level and locked together, look good, and, not come apart. So there's plenty of problem-solving stuff and things like that, and then you're helping, what do you want to plant in there? I want some other, garden, carrots and things like that. I want this stuff over here and these plants over there. And yeah, so that's all right. But, the other stuff is boring as dirt, mate. Boring as dirt.
I suppose you have to do your own accounts as well, actually, thinking about it.
I've got an accountant. I hand my stuff to them. I've got an app on my phone, so everything I buy, I log on that. And if I buy petrol, maintenance things, I've been grinding discs, saws, weed mat, cleaning products, whatever, all of that, I just log. And at the end of the financial year, I just press profit and loss statement. It prints out an Excel spreadsheet, and I hand it to the accountant and say, there, send me the bill for whatever, $400, whatever it is, which I can claim the following year. And he sends it off to the fucking Australian tax office.
Yeah, right. Jobs are good, fucking Bob's your auntie's living lover.
So glad. Changing to fucking an app, it's just so much fucking easier. You can just log everything as soon as you buy it. Or you just go into your bank account, this is the thing that's come out, you just press the button and it shows you a screenshot of what was purchased, and screenshot that, put it in the app, and I don't worry about it. I just log that whenever I do something, and otherwise you spend hours at the end of a fucking financial year. It's mental.
Yeah, it does sound like a bit of a headache. Thank goodness.
Yeah, comedy podcast.
comedy podcast. I mean, thank goodness all of the songs that I have out on streaming and that, no one fucking buys them. So I'm not really going to earn enough.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah.
People were buying them. The paperwork. Fuck that.
Well, the thing is, because I don't really earn anything decent from my music, I don't have to worry about, the tax or accountancy side of things. I think my last royalty was about £16. living the dream.
You can get half a pizza for that.
Half a piss, did you say?
Pizza.
All right.
Half a pizza.
Half a pizza, you fucking cunt. I don't know where that came from. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
So was your government panicking about the now clearly visible war crimes that they've been green-lighting for the last 2 years?
Oh, have we?
Ours is.
Have we? I don't know. Like I say, unless some like news pops up on TikTok that I laugh at, I'd try and steer away from it. What war crimes have we done now?
Oh, just Israel. Firstly, we're defending ourselves because we had to defend ourselves, and pretty much every Western government came out and said, "Oh yeah, well they have the right to defend themselves," even though the international law says, "No, you fucking don't have the right to fucking just mutilate people in territory that you've occupied."
Yeah.
So they've been doing that, and they're like, "Oh no, we've been happily defending away." And then, as it speaks, they said, "Oh no, I'm not going to occupy, guys. They're just defending themselves at the moment." And then, 2 years down the track, almost, and it's like, "Oh fuck me, they've just bombed everything, and we've got our fingerprints on this. This is nice." Can we start just back out of this cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
Whereas America's running into the cul-de-sac with a hammer.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. and it seems that Trump and Musk have like had a bit of a falling out, haven't they? A very public and childish falling out, which is frankly hilarious. I think,
yeah, it's hard to know. Elon's got kissing makeup.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, he's got too fucking wasted on Kettman, hasn't he? And like said some stupid stuff and then gone, "Oh, fuck, yeah, I've just pissed off the maddest, most powerful man in the world. Probably not a good idea." Can't.
Yeah, I don't know how much of what they do is actually fucking... I suppose we're mentioning Trump and Epstein together, that would have pissed him off. But then yeah, Trump would forget about that.
Yeah, that go on, is it?
I don't think Trump really cares much about everything he does. Seems to be very transactional. So if you're going to give me X, I don't care. Like his vice president called him a Nazi. So you know what? I don't know if he cares too much about what people say. So what can you do for me? Can I get anything? Because I'm going to throw you under a bus the first chance I get. So just be wary of that.
Yeah, it's. I wonder if it was it 5 years the Americans have for a premier, isn't it?
Four.
Yeah. Oh, yes, five over here, isn't it? Fucking hell, that's how much I know, ladies and dinosaurs. All right, so 4 years. So what? We've got another three years or so. Well, that's if he doesn't fucking make himself a dictator and get rid of future elections. God, imagine if that actually happened. Fucking hell. Jesus, that'd be absolutely cray-cray, wouldn't it?
No one would have seen that coming either.
Well, yeah, right, isn't it? Oh, bloody hell.
Fuck, it's just mental.
What a time to be alive, eh?
It's fucking crazy. Oh, fuck, I'm drawing a blank. I was going to say something.
Bollocks. Sorry, it was probably me interrupting you.
No, that's all right.
Well, you should be fucking used to it by now, can't they?
Yeah, you think so?
For 13 years.
13 years!
Oh, dear.
No, I've forgotten.
Oh,
yeah.
Piss. Quick, someone say something before Elephant Head comes on and starts singing. Oh, excuse me. Oh, what's that program, my daughter Jet? They really like to watch this program called, is it Friday Night Dinner? I think it's called. It's like, oh, shit, is it Friday Night Dinner? Yeah, it's a sitcom, Friday Night Dinner. If you liked stuff like The Young Ones, you'd like this. It's the same sort of humor.
Oh, okay, cool.
But it's got sort of like, it's like a middle-aged family and like the husband's a bit of a fucking idiot. And I think one of the sons used to be in... The In-Betweeners or something. It's pretty funny, actually. Oh, I'll tell you what was funny. I went to see Greg Davis the other day in his new live show, Full Fat Legend. He is so funny. Have you ever seen any of his stand-up, mate?
Not much, no.
Oh, my God. He's brilliant. His mannerisms, sort of like both like acting, performing, and the way he looks is very much like Rick Mayall, God rest his soul, which is really mad because they worked together on like the last bloody sitcom Rick did before he sadly passed.
Yeah, where Rick was his dad.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah, yeah. Was it called Was it called Man Down? Was it?
It might have been. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like his stand up is just absolutely brilliant. It really resonates with me because he's like similar age. Fucking tall bass. He's about 6'8".
Yeah.
And,
yeah, he's fucking Matthew.
Yeah, part of his comedy routine was to do with him being legally disabled. Because apparently in England, if you're over 5'7", you're classed as disabled. So it's like, wow. Well, that's 40 minutes so far. I think 5 of it was silence while I was waiting for people to come on, and we'll probably squeeze about 6 minutes of comedy out of that so far.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not bad.
Maybe. Yeah.
Could be,
a new record.
Yeah, I don't know when Teams is going to cut us off because, of course, we're on the free thing. I really miss Skype. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, but Skype just had a simply used interface. That's something that I've found now. Because you know me, mate. You fucking know me for quite a long time now. I'm a sort of like Mr. Geek, Mr. Technical. But the older I'm getting now, like it seems every month I'm getting less and less sort of like tech savvy. I think a switch gets flicked in your brain when you sort of like get past 55 and it's like, I can't be bothered with technology anymore.
Yeah, I tend to find that a bit where there's, I don't know, dealing with my fucking computer, and like, why the fuck isn't this working? I know enough software to keep it running properly or whatever. I don't know. Fucking, it's a decent laptop, but it's always like, yesterday I opened up Facebook on it, so I hardly ever open up Facebook anymore because it's just a fucking waste of time. It's just some fucking right wing fucking cesspool and full of neighborhood comments. Oh, what was that loud noise last night? Does anyone know what it was? And yeah, and then as soon as I opened Facebook up, I had this alarm started flashing on my laptop. Oh, you've got malware on your computer. And I'm like,
oh, Jesus.
I just closed Facebook and it stopped, funnily enough. So I'm actually just uninstall Facebook.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But I haven't been writing anything much or fucking painting. Just don't have the fucking motivation.
Oh, you've not done much with your apparatus of
no, that, no, no. That I switched it from Shopify because they were just they upped their prices from when I started. Oh, this is very doable, and then they fucking pretty much doubled it. I went, I think I'm out of this. So, I switched over to just some other shit, and yeah, now I can't really be bothered. Can't be fucking bothered with it.
Yeah. Half the least resistance, really, when you get to this rap. I'm fucking going to be 57 in a couple of months, man.
Not nearly dead.
Well, yeah. Well, this is the thing, and I'll try and make light of it. I mean, because this has been sort of like over two thirds depressing middle aged chat. This particular conversation, but some pretty close friends have passed. Within the last sort of like year and stuff, and it's like fucking hell. Yeah. It seems that anything between anything after 50, unless you've got something like really sudden and bad, like cancer or AIDS or something, which can get you any time. These are people just start dropping off any time after 50. It's like, oh fuck me, when's my number up?
what to look forward to. I had a client and, of course, at her place. I think it might have been the first quote I ever did. And I was at her house nearly every week for fucking, I don't know what, 15 years or something, maybe longer. And she said, no, I'm not, I've told my friends, I'm not going to their funerals. So they want to see me because I'm sick of it. I've been to so many funerals because she was 94 or something. She goes, nah. I said, I've told them I'm not going. So if they want to see me, they can see me when I'm alive, and I'll see them. But I'm not going to their funerals because it's just too depressing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a thing when you get invited to more funerals and parties, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Fucking hell.
My,
but that's what happens. The longer you live, the more people you know die.
Yeah. Comedy podcast. Everyone's going, comedy podcast.
Yeah, just call this one old and be done with it. Or too old.
Yeah.
Although, we can start a new podcast called Old.
Yeah, just old. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, maybe a bit of rebranding. Yeah. Oh, God, I was going to say something. Yeah, that's right. Because I got my gym membership a couple of months back, and I've been doing also exercises with this pulmonary rehab because of my progressing COPD. Yeah, speaking of dying. But because I've been doing that, and I've more or less broken the chocolate addiction that replaced my booze one. And weight's been dropping off. So either the exercise is really paying off well, or I have got AIDS. because what at my heaviest, I've got in the habit of doing metric now, which is really annoying to most people. But at my heaviest, I was about 120 kilograms.
Bloody hell.
And now I'm 108.
Nice.
I want to get down to about 90. Mind you, if it's AIDS, I'll probably get down to about 70 and I'll be really thin for a short while before I die. Yeah. So yeah, if you ever see some like suddenly a big flourish of like loads of pictures of me smiling and being really skinny, it's probably because I'm about to die of AIDS. Comedy podcast.
Yeah, well, you earned it.
I've been trying for it for years, mate. So yeah.
Nice.
Oh dear. What else has been happening? A little bit of drama with P, our cat. Fucking hell. she was making this noise. I was in a work meeting in my little studio here, which I use as an office, like 9 to 5. And you know, and cats make that like slow, like low moaning noise when they're about to have a fight or like there's another cat in the garden or something. Yeah. And I heard that, and so I just messaged Jet. I said to them, pop downstairs, and P's about to kick off with another cat. And it all went silent for a bit, and then poor Jet, they came into the studio, so I like really upset. You know, I don't know what's up with P. So I was actually in a meeting with the certain fruit-based company that I work on behalf of. Said, I'm sorry, family emergency, I'm going. Didn't go down well. More of that on another podcast. P wasn't breathing properly. It's like sounded like there was a blockage and stuff. So, fuck me. Okay, bundle her into the carry box thingy. And luckily, the vet's only about 2 miles down the road. So it's like I did my best sort of like Ayrton, well, no, not Ayrton Senna, Nigel Mansell. So I drove like a lunatic to the vet, so I checked her out and I said, oh yeah, she's fine. She probably just ate something that disagreed with her. Okay, thank you. That'll be £80. Right. That's not a bad hourly rate considering you had her in the vets for about 3 minutes, but yeah, she was fine. And God.
I know, vets charge ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's like vets. Plumbers, that's always a good one because, if you've got plumbing that's going wrong and, they can just quote whatever they want, really, because you're not going to say, no, don't do it. Or it'd be up to your fucking neck in water.
No, I don't fix my toilet. I'm not paying that.
I'm just really crap at that sort of thing. And it's not for want of trying. I've tried to do like little bits of DIY and stuff, but I'm just like really rubbish.
it comes to plumbing though. Like, you need someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you do it and you fuck it up and it floods your house, your insurance company will just fucking laugh at you and they'll laugh. They'll say, thank you very much for all those years of money. Stick it up your ass.
Yeah, that's it. It's like plumbing, electricians. Oh, no, we don't call that, do we? We call them Sparkies. That's something we'll call down the pub. Anyone know Sparky? Yeah, Sparky! A dog called Sparky. Gas people. You can't really mess around with gas pipes on your own because you tend to blow up things.
Yeah. Plumbers do that here.
What, blow up
water things? And gas. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. All the gas stuff is done by plumbers in Australia.
All the gas stuff is done by plumbers?
Yeah. So like, if you have gas heating, you have a plumber will come and they, like, that's what they do.
do
you might have a gas specialist or something, but like for the meter and stuff at the front, but generally the plumber hooks up gas pipes.
Very modern. I think the most complicated bit of DIY stuff I didn't fuck up was putting a new hinge on a bathroom cabinet.
Well done. Nice work.
The thing is, I was really proud of myself. And like, my wife just slowly shaking her head at me. Said, it's a fucking hinge, David, that you screwed to a piece of wood. I said, but I did it and it hasn't fallen apart. And then she went, that is actually a very good point. Yeah.
And well, she knows you.
Well, she certainly does. Lady, I don't know what to call her now, really, because I don't really use the Dent word as my fake surname. I'll still call her Lady Dent in there till I find something decent. But yeah, she's really getting into the gardening side of things at the moment, which years ago I would have scoffed at. So, old lady doing gardening. But the garden looks really nice, actually. We've got like nice flowers and stuff and, you know, vegetables. We ate our own homegrown strawberries the other day, which was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
And we're growing potatoes.
Of course you are.
Yes. Potatoes. Fucking love them. Actually, I probably could have lost a lot more weight if I would calm down a bit on the carbs, but like, fucking potatoes and pasta. I don't know how anyone could like do. What's that? Is it the keto diet where it, like, you just eat meat and nothing else, like no carbs or anything?
That might be keto. I don't know.
That's like the Atkins diet, isn't it? Because that was a big thing. Fucking hell, Tom. Tom, he's because he does his regular workouts and stuff, and is he doesn't do much of the judo and jiu-jitsu anymore because he's got to be really careful of the. He's got this ligament tear in one of his knees. I think we might mention it before.
Yeah,
but he does a little bit of MMA, and he does a lot of gym stuff. And Jesus Christ, I mean, I have to share a picture or something. He's a little bit taller than me now, like 16 in a couple of months, and fucking hell, he's built. I wouldn't want to piss him off. We used to play games years ago, so I was like silly daddy playing dead arm games. If he played it now, he'd snap me arm if he punched me. And with my working out, I'm doing quite good on the old like build front, but Jesus, he's it was never a thing when I was his age. You know, we were just interested in like comics. We're putting things in the spokes of our bikes to make them sound like motorbikes. Star Wars figures, and that was it. But now, like 16-year-olds and stuff, they're all into bloody like getting built and shredded and stuff, and drinking their protein shakes. And it's like, Jesus, life has changed somewhat.
Yeah, I know. Like, I go to the gym with my youngest son, and I said, well, "What are we going to do?" He said, "Oh, just follow the same program I'm doing." So, I'll do the same exercises that he's doing, and that's fine. He's been like going with four times a week for fucking nearly 2 years now. So he goes, I will do these, chest presses or chest fives, whatever the fuck they're called.
Mm.
And he's got 35 kilos in each hand.
35 kilos in each hand? I thought I was doing well using 10 kilogram like dumbbells. He's doing 35.
Yeah, 35 kilos in each fucking hand.
But is he doing like lots of reps, or is he just doing it to do the like quick shred sort of thing?
No, that's probably what, between 8 and 12 reps.
Fuck me dead.
Thanks, not.
I did, no, yeah, right. God. Yeah, don't blame me. Right, because I thought, oh God, I feel so inadequate now. I'm used to feeling inadequate now. Bloody hell. I thought I was doing well with 10 kilograms. I thought, yeah, fucking beefcake 3000. Oh dear.
Yeah.
Well, dear listener, I don't know what episode number this was. It might be
10.
10. I think it might be episode 515.
I was close.
Because I've still got that stuff that we did before. A bit weird, but fair enough, with Stu Buckland. I'm going to have done sometime. Yeah. Well, dear listeners, strangetimeshow.com, isn't it?
It's been strange, this one.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a document of the state of shit at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've just realised I've not taken any edibles today either.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
What's the date?
Yeah, Dear Diary. I might quickly shove some up my ass so if I can get quick buzz before I pass out wanking. Yeah, a bit of that as well.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.